It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Jim Johnson, with Paul Dehaney and Phil Blundell. Looking ahead, it's a really good little weekend, actually. Good one to sort of set up what is to come. And it starts from the outset with Leicester City up against Manchester City, 12:30, Phil. And it's interesting, this game, to me. Leicester are... I mean, I only wish I'd spent more time watching them over the course of the campaign, because whenever I catch them, there is something sort of quietly quite compelling about them. That's not the same as saying good or bad. Their games have involved the second most number of goals.
I think the second top scorers in the league, and they've got the worst defensive record or something. Is that right?
Yes. So I'll just go through it. The numbers are absolutely staggering. So they've got the second worst defensive record behind Bournemouth, who've conceded 9 in a fixture. They have scored 21 goals.
Third best.
Which puts them about fifth or sixth. But effectively, their games have involved the second highest number of goals.
It's 45-12, which is nearly four.
Yeah, they're on the verge of four a game. And they're playing Manchester City this weekend.
Yeah, that's going to go up there.
City themselves, Paul, have got the highest goal involvement, but obviously it's 36-4-11 against. And Phil, in years gone by, and even in this fixture really weirdly last season when Leicester were sort of, I think, on a bit of a decline, it sort of gets out of hand for City. They win the game in the end, but it sort of gets out of hand for a period.
Did they win in 1-0? Bernardo Silva scored sort of second half. Is that the
No, it's the one where it's the one where they go 3-0 up and Leicester start pegging them back over the course of the match.
I've legitimately no recollection of this game.
I will find
that was the away game. That was at the Etihad.
That was Boxing Day. 0-1 and 0-2.
I think it was Bernardo Silva and they won 1-0.
Sorry, well, I mean the Etihad game.
Sorry, yeah.
But I mean, what I mean is the opponent themselves, Leicester. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Leicester score 3 against Manchester City. It just sort of wouldn't surprise me if Manchester City score 6. And that's currently where these teams are at, and that's currently where Leicester are at. They do feel as though they can still really threaten Man City in a way in which they always have been able to. You just sort of think that City themselves will be like, yeah, all right, watch this.